Yeah, he was just conveying what many people were feeling. He wasn't weighing in as the single most powerful man in the world on a jury verdict that hadn't been reached yet. He didn't say what you saw him say. If that sounds like a familiar defense, it's exactly what Maxine Waters and her defenders throughout Washington are using today after Waters threatened the jury with violence if it didn't find a guilty verdict.
We've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree. Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we need this.
So there's a reason police were all over the streets and cities across the country last night, and it's that. It's the threat of violence. And Maxine Waters threatened violence before the jury had even begun to consider the facts of the case. That's so far over the line that we read some Democrats were shocked by it, and yet no one condemned it. That includes the president, and it includes the most powerful people in the Democratic Party. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer of Maryland. They came out in support of Maxine Waters.